Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so very blessed to be able to come to you today, and we pray that we can be a blessing to you today. That's our commission from the Lord, is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so wherever this broadcast is finding you today, if you are a Christian, we pray that you will be edified as we are instructed from the Word of God, that if you are cast down before this broadcast is over, that you will be lifted up. And if you are discouraged, that you will be encouraged. And if you've lost that fire and flame of the first love, that it will be rekindled before this broadcast is over today. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, and you've been listening to gospel music right here on WMAF, we pray that you will now listen to the gospel itself, the good news of Jesus and the good news from God, amen, that will let you know what inspired all of these songs of hope and victory and faith today. Amen. Maybe you'll see something you haven't seen about how much God loves you and how mighty He is to keep you if you give Him the opportunity. Praise the Lord. Amen. So please stay tuned with us today. We're getting ready to go back to our subject, the second edition, on the subject, trusting in the God who will not let you fall. Praise God. Amen. Paul said He'll keep what I've committed. I'm persuaded that He's able to keep what I'm committed unto Him against that day, beginning with our soul's destiny and the rest of our life here on the earth. Praise God. And it's so good to know that we are in His unchanging hand. We can't wait to get into this Bible study. Amen. But just before we do, we would invite you, if you would like to come to our website, just type in THCOG on a computer connected to the World Wide Web. It will take you to the Holy Church of God Incorporated right here in Tampa, Florida, where this broadcast originates and where I have been privileged to be pastor for 37 years. There are sermons there that with topics that I believe would be of interest to you, because they are practical, personal applications of the Word of God. Amen. And there are recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus, which seems to be very popular on our website because they're 30 minutes in length, but they are packed with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So if you invest 30 minutes today or any time you come to our website in these teachings, I believe it'll help you get into the Word of God, but even better, it'll help the Word of God to get in you. Praise God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 through 11. God's covenant promise. There's so many things He said to ancient Israel that are in the context of His covenant with them. And covenant doesn't stop with the Old Testament. It continues into the New Covenant or New Testament. And Jesus speaks in covenant language in the New Testament, just like the Father is speaking in covenant language in the Old Testament. So listen to this commitment of God to His covenant people. He said in Isaiah 41:9, "Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and will not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." I want to read one translator's interpretation of this scripture in Isaiah 41. It's actually a paraphrase, but it says, "I pulled you in from all over the world, called you in from every dark corner of the earth, telling you, you're my servant, serving on my side. I picked you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I am with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I will give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. Now, I gotta say it again this week, dear friend. It is not your grip on God that is your security and your strength to keep yourself. It is God's grip on you. We used to sing that song, "Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man Who Stilled the Water." Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. God is asking us to put our trust in Him and Him alone so that He can keep us by His power. He won't manipulate your will, but He will solicit you to commit your will to obeying Him and following Him. And the day that you will to do it, He will give you the strength to do it. And when you will to follow Him, He will give you everything you need to follow Him. And if you will to overcome, He will show you His mighty keeping power. Praise God. God has a mighty grip on you if you become a Christian today. And today, if you're not a Christian, and if you decide before this broadcast is over to put your hand, your life, your soul, your everything, your all in the hands of the Lord, He will close that mighty hand on you and hold you tight to Himself. Amen. I understand there's a lot of people that feel you can't live the Christian life. I can't either. Amen. But the Bible said in John's Gospel, chapter 1, amen, that as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. He authorizes us. He brings us into His royal family where He can protect us and provide for us and keep us. And as the Scripture said, I won't leave you. I will help you and I will uphold you with the right hand of My righteousness. What we can't do in ourselves, we can do through Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said in the New Covenant. Amen. He said, I can do all things through Jesus Christ. Amen. I can do all things. I have strength for everything. I am equal to anything. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is absolutely committed to His covenant people. And Jesus speaks in that same covenant language and commitment in the New Testament. For He said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. He says, I will never leave you. I will never, no, never forsake you, but I will go with you all the way. That's why I have confidence that I'm going to make it through all the tests and temptations and weaknesses of my own flesh, because my hand is in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Hallelujah. In the man who calmed the sea. That's a mighty hand to be holding on to me. Praise God. And God has a strong grip on me. And that's the way I want it. I don't dare take my hand out of His hand. And I don't dare think that it's my grip on Him that is going to take me through. But rather, it is His grip on me. It's a strong hand that holds you today, because it's a strong love that calls you to salvation. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about today God's grip on us when we are tempted and when temptations come to draw us. Let me say something up front today. Amen. There is no one that is above being tempted. Everyone, without exception, whether we be in the clergy and the ministry, standing in a pulpit writing books about victory, no one is exempt from temptation. Let me say something to all of us who are tempted today as well. Temptation doesn't prove that you are evil or wicked. It proves that you're human. Everyone that is part of Adam's fallen race has to deal with the weakness of our flesh. Amen. But God is faithful to us. God has committed Himself to us that when we are weak, He is so strong, hallelujah, to help us and to reach out to us. Don't ever run from God when you're tempted. Run to Him. He already knows about it. He knows the intents of our heart, and He loves us and is committed to us. And I guarantee you, if you let Him know that you don't want to fail, you don't want to fall, you want to stand, and you're looking to Him for the strength to do it, all of heaven's resources are going to be granted unto you. There's a danger in thinking that you don't need His hand to hold you, that you're strong enough to stand on your own. Amen. And there's a blessing in acknowledging the need for Him so that His grip is the strength of our life. Amen. Listen to it out of 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And then he goes on to say, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able to bear, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 Corinthians 10:12 through 14 in the Amplified kind of does exactly what the Amplified said. It just brings it out with great clarity. It said, therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands, who feels sure that he has a steadfast mind and is standing firm, take heed lest he fall into sin. For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to the human experience, and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to His word and to His compassionate nature. And He can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. By the way, when it talks about your strength, the scripture says in Ephesians 6 and verse 10, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. In that group of scriptures about the armor of God, it's not strength in ourself, of ourself, but our strength is in the Lord. And our strength in the Lord is dependent upon His faithfulness to grant unto us everything we need to stand. That's how we're faithful to Him. Praise the Lord. But with the temptation, He will always provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you might be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Therefore, my dearly beloved, shun, keep clear away from, and avoid by flight if need be, any sort of idolatry or loving or venerating anything more than God. Hallelujah. God's faithfulness is the key to our own victory over temptation. When we recognize, even as Christians, that we are being drawn to something that God forbids, be honest. Run to Him. Don't run from Him. Ask Him for help. For God is faithful. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 through 24 says, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. See, God doesn't need your strength, He needs your will. God doesn't need your ingenuity, He just needs your heart turned toward Him. He won't override your will, but He will sustain you. Amen. When you will to overcome, He will sustain you. Praise God with His might and His strength and His mighty outstretched hand. I love that old camp meeting song, hold to God's unchanging hand. Life is filled indeed with swift transition. Naught of this old world can stand. Build your hope on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. And understand, when you're holding His hand, it's not your grip on God that is your strength. It is God's grip on you.
I heard the story. It floated around the internet. I can't verify it, but it was floating around the internet for a long time that years ago, down on Alligator Alley in South Florida, where there's canals and swamp on either side of the road, a lady was traveling with her son and their pet, and the pet needed to go to the restroom. They pulled off beside the road, and the canal is just down the bank, and the little dog ran down to do his business. And the child, the 7-8-year-old, he went running down behind his doggy. And just the dog suddenly barked and jumped back. And the child looked to see what the dog was barking at. And his feet were near the bank of the canal. And a gator came up out and grabbed him by the feet and tried to pull him in. The mother ran and grabbed him by the arms. And a tug of war began between the gator, determined to take him under and drown him and take him to his lair, and the mother, who wouldn't let him go. And this tug of war continued. A man happened by in a pickup truck and saw what was happening, pulled over quickly, got his revolver out of the glove compartment, ran down the bank, shot the gator, and together they pulled the boy out of his mouth, and the boy was saved. Some time later, the boy was interviewed at his home by a reporter, and the reporter wanted to ask all the details of the mother and son, and the boy was so excited, he pulled up his pants leg where the staples were. I forget how many stitches were in his legs that were in the gator's mouth that were still in the healing process. The reporter says, "Oh my, you're going to have a big scar there." He said, "Yes, and there's going to be scars on my arms too." And he rolled up his sleeves, and the reporter saw the scars on both of his arms, and the little boy pointed at his arms and said, "This is how much my mama loved me." Those scars meant that her fingernails dug into his arms as she held on with everything that she had. Now, friend of mine, I want to tell you something. Amen. It wasn't that child's grip on his mama that kept the gator from taking him under. It was that mama's grip on her child. And if that man hadn't shot that gator, the gator would have surely won that tug of war. But the one who holds us, amen, because the mother's strength is limited, but the God who holds us in his mighty hand is all powerful. Praise God. And Jesus said, "Those my Father has given me, no man will pluck them out of my hand. For the Father that giveth them me, he is greater than them all." And if you're hesitant to come to Christ because you feel that you will just end up falling back into sin, what's the point of it? Amen. I want you to understand the strength of his grip today. I want you to know if you don't determine to go back, no one can take you back. Praise God. If you don't give place to the devil, be it known unto you and make it known unto him. Praise God. If you don't give place to the devil by the volition, your own volition and will, he can't take you. Praise God. Amen. The one that holds you is mighty, and his commitment of love is strong. Praise the Lord. Amen. His faithfulness is the key to our victory today. Anyone who is standing today is standing because God has been faithful to them. If we're being faithful to him, it's because of his faithfulness to keep what we've committed unto him. His faithfulness to hold us tightly. Praise God. Amen. I need Jesus to hold me when I sense my weakness. I need Jesus to help me when I feel the pull of the world. I need the Word of God. I need the Holy Spirit. I need my trust in a mighty God who said, if you will just determine in your heart, not in the strength of your flesh, but in the strength of your will from within, to follow me and to serve me, I will give you everything you need to do that. Amen. I've been living for the Lord for all of these years. Praise God. I got called to salvation at 12 fell away because I didn't understand how to stand until I was 21 years old. But at 21, God called me again, and I made a full-blown commitment, what I call a quality commitment, to Jesus to be the Lord of my life, the Savior of my soul. And I can't tell you I haven't been tempted, and I can't tell you I'm not tempted to this day. But I can tell you, amen, that God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above that, that we are able to bear. And our ability to bear up is based on His grace that is sufficient and His strength that is absolutely available to us. I don't live this Christian life in my strength. I would have fallen and failed long ago. I like what Paul said. He said, I'm dead, but yet I'm alive. And yet, it is no more I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And there may be someone, and I'm convinced there is someone listening to this broadcast today that you know you need to be saved. You don't want to be lost. You want to go to heaven when all of this ends up, and you don't want to do things to jeopardize your family, your job, your reputation, your life, to pull you away from your children, to destroy everything that is precious in your life. But sin's pull is so strong, you fear you can't break that chain. Well, I'm going to tell you something today. There's a beautiful scripture in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and it says, as many as received Him, speaking of Jesus, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. When God brings you into His royal family, He commits Himself to you in a covenant of love and grace to be your heavenly Father. Amen. And He says, I won't let you go. I will grip you if you don't just will to go into sin. I'm going to keep you from the evil one. You know, that was the prayer of Jesus. Amen. In the New Testament, He said, Father, I'm not praying that you take them, His followers, out of the world. There, the light would be snuffed out. The witness would be gone. The salt that is preserving this old world, amen, would be taken. Amen. But listen to me. He said, Father, I pray that you would not take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. That you would help them to overcome the tempter. Help them to overcome the destroyer. Help them to overcome the deceiver. Praise God. And God commits Himself, hallelujah, to keep you and to keep me if we've trusted in Him as our Lord and our personal Savior. Praise God. God's faithfulness, God's grip on you is the key to your victory today. Amen. I tell you, I have been a servant of the Lord from 21, and here I am, 64 years old. Looking back over my life, I see all of those things that have happened in my life. I'm so aware, so keenly aware today, that I can't stand for a moment in and of myself. But I am absolutely convinced of God's keeping power. Amen. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded, see, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that He is able to keep me from falling. That statement means falling back into sin. He, not me, He is able to keep me, who wills to serve Him, from falling back into sin. And to present me like I could never present myself, faultless. Praise the Lord. God makes the provision. God takes the initiative. God is the one who reaches way down. My dad lives with me now. He's 91 years old, and he's played a fiddle all of his life. And one of the songs that he always played at church on that fiddle was, I was lost. The lyrics say, I was lost and undone. Without God or His Son, when the Savior reached down for me. When He reached way down for me. Praise God. I'm so glad to know that one of the distinctive characteristics of the Christian faith is not man taking the initiative, trying to climb up to God some way. But it's God taking the initiative. God reaching down to fallen man. And He reaches down through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on Him would not perish, but have eternal life. God took on flesh, God the Son, God incarnate, and came down to us. Praise God, to reach out to us. And if we would just reach up to Him who is reaching down to us. He will pull you out of that pit. He will break you out of that prison. He won't bail you out. He won't bond you out. He'll break you out. Praise God. Amen. The ransom has been paid for your deliverance at Calvary. Praise God, the blood of Jesus has been shed, and that blood has sprinkled the mercy seat in heaven. And the message of the Spirit right now is come, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the river of life freely. Praise the Lord. Today, if you're hearing this broadcast and you're not a Christian, I know, I'm absolutely convinced, the Holy Spirit is right where you are, bidding you come to Jesus, showing you that all the lies of the enemy concerning you following Jesus are just that, lies of the enemy of your soul who is so afraid of losing you to Christ. Amen. Don't listen to him anymore. Come to Jesus and he will uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. He will never let you go. Praise God. And if you don't turn back, believe me, friend, no one can pull you back. No one can take you back. This is not a tug of war to see which one is the strongest. God wins every time. There's none greater than my Father, Jesus said. He's greater than them all. The one that's holding you has no equal. The one that's holding you, amen, can't be compared to the one. In fact, when you come to Christ, he comes to live within you by the Holy Spirit, and he that's within you is now greater than he that is in the world. And if you're a Christian today and you're struggling with a temptation, I want you to cry out to God. I want you to look up to him. Amen. Just reach up to him. His grip on you is firm. It is strong. It is mighty to save and deliver today. Hallelujah. We're going to pray in just a moment. If you don't know Jesus, primarily this prayer is for you right now. Right now. Let me tell you something about Jesus. The Bible said he's a good shepherd. And he'll leave the 99. That doesn't mean forsake. It means they're in the fold. They are in a place where they are safe for the night. And he will go out searching for the one that is lost. That means all of we Christians who are listening to this broadcast right now, if someone that doesn't know Jesus has the priority right now. God's chief concern right now is to come to you, to reach out to you. I don't know how deep you are steeped in sin. I don't know how strong the habits and bars of sin that hold you. But I know if you reach up to him by faith to put your hand in his hand, he will grip your hand. And I know there's no prison house of darkness that can keep you back. Hallelujah. No, none of the minions of hell, none of Satan or his cohorts can keep you from coming to Christ and coming out of that prison house. And I pray right now that you will pray with me a simple prayer that acknowledges your sin, that lets God know that you're sorry for your sin and you want to do an about face. You want to turn around. You want to follow him in your life. And if that is your heart, God is going to do a wonderful, supernatural, powerful work within you today. It's called salvation. It's called transformation. It's called born again, born anew. Praise God, given a brand new life where we're buried with Christ and then we're raised up with him to walk in the newness of life. Praise God. Would you pray right now? Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sin. I reach up to you in simple faith that you're reaching down to me. I put my hand in your hand, my life in your hand. Take all that I am and make it yours. Deliver me from the evil one. Seal me with the Holy Spirit and give me the hope of heaven and the strength to follow you here. Ah, friend, our time is gone. I can't wait until next week. Would you come back and let's talk. about Jesus.
You just rolled away the storm.